very powerful kinner about Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol. There are a few inyanim here. Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol had a son and a daughter. They were both incredibly handsome. They were sold off in Rome, each one to a different master. By chance, the masters met, and one said, you know, I have a fantastically handsome Eved, I have a fantastically handsome Shivcha. He said, let's mate them, and we'll split the kids. We'll have really valuable kids. So they, at night, they put them in a room together. And each one sat and said, how can a son of Aaron HaKohen marry a lowly Shivcha? And she said, how could a Shivcha, a Bas, how could a Bas Aaron HaKohen marry Eved Shuffle? In the morning, both sat and cried all night. In the morning, they saw each other. They recognized each other. They hugged. They died with that hug. That's the story that Chazal say, and that's what the kinah is. We're going to talk a little bit too in Yanim. Rabbi Shmuel was the last Kohen Gadol in Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Shmuel saw the Churban. Rabbi Shmuel was on Asarah Gemalchus. Rabbi Shmuel was there before. The transition of events. I have a hard time grasping it. The Gemara in Brachos, in that song, Tanya Bishmoel, Pamachas Nechnasti, Lifnai Lifnim, is that Rabbi Shmuel? Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol was from the last ones. He was the one who HaKadosh Baruch Hu departed with from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Roisi Ka Gasrika El Ka Hashem Tzvoka Is Yoshev, and he asked me for bracha. And this was, the churban was impending. And the tzaras were impending. And Rabbi Shmuel was going to be slaughtered, and his children were going to be sold as avodim. There's nothing lower than that. And he was standing there in the lefnai lefnim, and was the last one to be zeichet to see the shechina kaviyachol. And the Shechina asked for a bracha. And Rabbi Shmuel knew what the bracha has to be. The Yirotzen sheyichbish rachmecha is kascha. V'yigoylo rachmecha midisecha. The Shechina is, it's like it says by Moshe Rabbeinu, v'ata honicholi, meaning you have a chance to be mispalel. This was the chance to be mispalel for Klal Yisrael. And it doesn't say that the Shechina answered Amen, it says V'niyah nili b'roishoy, which means when somebody agrees with you, he says you're right. Certain hoidah spaldin. When a person doesn't want to agree, but you see that he's listening, sympathetic, he shakes his head. Kaviyachol, that's what Chazal meant. He was able to elicit, the gzeira was chosim already, and sosim. But it was able to elicit some agreement, something, a inkling of rachmim that would, I don't know where, but to go from a situation where you're standing lefnai lefnim, and then Rabbi Shmuel was the one that went up b'saludin to ask, is this exera? It's not exera. If it's not exera, then I have the karatim batle. If it's exera, it's finished. I'm kabbal din shemayim. And that was in Shemayim, that he would become a mummy in the museum in Rome, which is what it says, that's what it was, and his children would be sold down. This is what happened to the glory of Klal Yisrael. Just the mind boggles at the hearing the entire picture. There's another Nekuda here. It says, the Kohen was the Chavod L'Sif Ares. Beauty in Klal Yisrael rested on Kehuna. Mare Kohen, when the Kohen came out from the Kodesh Kadoshim, he carried the Ziv and the Yoifi of somebody who had been, just like when you walk into a perfume shop, you come away with some of the scent of the perfume. When a person walks into Kodesh Kadoshim, he comes out with some of the Hodder and the Yoifi of it. The Arizal says, extraordinary, he says that Rabbi Shmuel was a Gilgal of Yosef HaTzadik, And that's why he had Yosef's Yofi. He says that, it says also that when he would come up in Shemayim, when he came up to Shemayim to be to inquire about whether it was Nigzar, the Sarug Gemalz or not, Metatron said, his beauty rivals my beauty. It's my beauty. That was the Yofi of Rabbi Shmuel. It was the last kahuna carries himself the Yofi, Silchav Lo Sif Ares. There's Melech B'Yofet Echzena, and a Kohen Gadol also has to be one step less, but has to be Yofi. And that Yofi was carried there. Yofi in the Bria carries the greatest Nisayan and the greatest Hatzalah. Yosef HaTzadik, when his Yofi came to Nisayan, was the Yofi is something that could schlep the person to the world of Taiva, and like we saw Shabbos and we learned, in a certain sense, Taiva Varayas is the most hefach ruchnius, and it's the thing that is completely demolishes ruchnius. And Yofi is something that saves a person. When Yosef says, everybody's name is going to be engraved under Urim V'Tumim, and my name won't be engraved there on the Avanim, and my name won't be engraved there. In other words, a person can say to himself, the musig of how can I be metanif myself? The word tinuf is a tsar only in opposition to Yofi. There's no tsar. A person in a mud, a child plays in a mud pile, he's thrilled. Mud piles are great, they're a lot of fun, they're very pleasant. Only a person who has a musig of Yofi, as the chush of Yofi in a person comes alive, then tinuf becomes mos, and it becomes painful. If a person has a big stain on a very fancy suit, it's not painful physically, but if he has chushim of Yofi and kavod, then I can't walk with it. People will hobble on a foot that hurts rather than wear some sort of crutch or something because it's not nice. So people will endure pain because their sense of Yofi is much more chushim to them. The amud of Yofi Rabbi Shmuel, that's what he passed on to his two children. And the cholester was daimed, rivaled the cholester of Matachin Hamalach. And his children were taken from Klal Yisrael, ripped out, brought to Rome, and sunk into the pits of Rome. An Eved is, in terms of Tinuf, it's the worst. Avda Befker Nichalei, he doesn't have a Metzias, doesn't have a name, doesn't have Yichus, he has nothing. That's what an Eved is. And Ben and Bas Rabbi Shmuel, in that situation, when they had nothing else, they didn't say it's an Isser Deiraisa of they weren't Danim and Falpul, what is the Isser of Lisiya Kodesh or Kadesha or this or that. That wasn't, they weren't Oymid anything else. The one thing they said was, how can the Prince of Israel stoop? How could a princess of Israel stoop? And that's what kept him. And it's a tremendous hashlama to the inyan of Yofi in Klal Yisrael. The kahuna went down with the Yofi intact. The Yofi never became channeled, chas v'shalom, to Yofi of Ra. So in the nachas of Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol, the ben and bas of Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol, who had the Yofi of kahuna, not only physically, they have the Yofi of Gehunah and the Neshama, that I am the Baal of Yofi of Aaron HaKoyen, I can't stoop to Shifra. There's nothing that stops a person's Taivas from going to Shifra. The Taiva, in the world of Taiva, so what? But the person who lived with his Yofi, with his aristocracy, with his Malchus, that's the Ben and Bas of Rabbi Shmuel. This novi hat is the fantasy shmima of the mossy on the itemized all the tables. there's two inyanim in it. It itemizes all the kalim, first of all, that we shouldn't just say, okay, Chumis HaMikdash. Chumis HaMikdash, it carries in itself many, many pratim, and each and every prat is chashuv. And also, the goyim, when they carried out the kalim, took it, they could only take prat. In other words, they took this. They don't have a Beis HaMikdash. In other words, they never saw that the Beis HaMikdash was more than the sum of its pratim. So they took kalim, and that's what they took. But we have to understand that besides the klolius of Beis HaMikdash, each and every kli had its own shibas and its own inyan, and each one is worth being misabla. Alchum Beis HaMikdash, ki hu ras v'chi hu dosh, ez roshon v'shon v'mis betchodosh.